What do you know about Phil Mabuse? And the song is Shikisha. Playing some of that old school music. We love it, we embrace it. Welcome everyone. It's a Tempo Sound Show, the culture. Broadcasting on WRCT 88.3 FM in Pittsburgh. Also on my walking radio station. And Asha Radio Prime in Toronto, Canada. Let's keep jamming. Listen, I hope our brothers and sisters in Texas are doing okay. They have been going through a tough time without electricity, without water. Some tough winter conditions here. Typical doesn't happen in Texas. We know Texans are really tough, but winter is no joke. Folks in the East Coast are so used to winter. Brothers and sisters in Texas, sometimes this is new to them. Hang tight, let us know what we can do for you. Let us know if you're okay, right? 412-499-5000.
WRCT, Pittsburgh.
You are listening to WRCT, Pittsburgh. Spack Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Spack Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Spack Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. Spack Brothers Pizza is located at 5107 Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood of Pittsburgh. For more information, call 412-362-SPAC or visit their website at spackbrothers.com. That's 412-362-7725 or spakbrothers.com. Many older adults are struggling to make ends meet, especially during the pandemic. But free and confidential help is available. Visit benefitscheckup.org to see if you qualify for benefits to pay for food, medicine, utilities, and much more. Millions of older Americans are getting over $1,000 a year in benefits. Maybe you can too. Visit benefitscheckup.org. The following is a message for those fortunate enough to care for the person who has always been their hero. Growing up, your hero was always there. They repaired your first broken heart, they took care of you when you got sick, and they set you into each chapter of your life with advice and lessons that left you feeling ready to conquer the world. But with the passing of time, the tables have turned, and your hero needs you now more than ever. AARP is here to help you care for your hero. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council. And now a word from some of the other shows here on WRCT Pittsburgh. First up is Couch Dancing, funky, deep, psychedelic electronic music in it. Couch Dancing with DJ Firefly, Wednesday afternoons 3 to 5 p.m. on WRCT Pittsburgh. Next up is Consolidation. Listen to better music. Consolidation is on Wednesday evenings from 7 to 10.
Thank you. Stars bloom on a warm summer night. They have a clear view without the bedroom light. I just want a place with you. I just want a
Hello everyone, and thank you for tuning in this Sunday evening to Circadian Rhythms. You just heard a track from Adrian Lanker called Dragon Eyes. Before that was Ghost Funk Orchestra with The Cost of Living. And the first track of the hour was King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard with People Vultures. For the rest of the hour, I will be playing songs that all have the word dark in the title. Here is Darkness's Interlude by the Koreatown Oddity.
Watching old memories pass, wondering, am I sane? Surrounds our society.
Darkness, everybody!
They keep falling down into the same pattern. They have ideas, and then they grow old. When they grow old, they think, well, now is the time to do something constructive. They then get on the merry-go-round called the Circle of Life. If only they would have held on to their ideas, change could begin. I look around. with false pretenses. So false, they might as well be vegetables.
It's the darkest hour in our forest home. You climbed my heart and you came alone. It's a perfect world. I'm the perfect girl. You're the nightmare, and I'm the dream. It's a perfect world. I'm the perfect girl.
Thank you. Breath in my lungs when my own kin had me gagged, when you taught me to breathe underwater when I had myself drowned.
Oh, With my baby, and there goes the dark horse, leaving this place without me. I'm writing you from Montreal to tell you that I don't belong here. I'm writing you from Montreal, bye bye. You're a pretty nice kid, and I wanna know what made you think you could make it in a place like this, a place like this. You're feeding your kids among all these pirates, feeding your kids the best that you can with what you've got. Writing you with all my heart to tell you that I don't belong here. I'm writing you from all my heart, bye bye. I'm there goes the dark horse, leaving my life forever. And there goes the dark horse, leaving this life forever. Now I'm writing you with all my heart to tell you that I'm coming home. And I'm writing you from all my heart. Bye. Darkness that oblique, darkness that strong. The moon in its cradle is casual. That is my report. That is my report.
Kindness. pitcher seats our position. Comes rising up sometimes. That it's dreadful anticipation. Comes back in my mind. And then I see a darkness. Oh no, I see a darkness. And now I'm seeing darkness. And then I'll see a darkness. That you know how much I love you. It's a hope that somehow you can save me from this darkness. Well, I hope that someday, buddy, we have peace in our lives together apart.
For some time, we've been worried, wondering whether it would be August when there's another attempt at a sort of Trump riot, coup, insurrection thing in Washington, D.C. And thankfully, it did not happen in August. There were questions about the first half of August and then maybe the second half of August, and it didn't happen. There now actually seems to be a sort of more date certain, and that date is September 18th, on which it is increasingly looking as though there is going to be an attempt to do another January 6th on September 18th. The Associated Press is reporting that, per their sources, intelligence shows extremists plan to attend a rally at the Capitol on September 18th. Writing, far-right extremist groups like the Proud Boys and Oath Keepers are planning to attend a rally later this month at the U.S. Capitol, designed to demand, quote, justice for the hundreds of people charged in connection with January's insurrection. Now, understand that. They are wanting to protest what happened on January 6th in the sense that the alleged terrorists are being treated too harshly. That's what the September 18th group has a problem with. Very dangerous already. The officials have been discussing security plans that involve, as a result, U.S. Capitol Police have been discussing in the recent weeks whether the large perimeter fence that was erected after the January riot needs to go back up. The officials have been discussing security plans that involve reconstructing the fence, as well as another plan that does not involve a fence. They were not authorized to speak publicly and spoke to the AP under the condition of anonymity. The planned September 18 rally at the Capitol comes as a jittery Washington has seen a series of troubling one-off incidents, including most recently a man who parked a pickup near the Library of Congress, said he had a bomb and a detonator. I was on break when that happened. Among the most concerning events, a series of unexploded pipe bombs placed around the Capitol ahead of the January 6th insurrection remain unexplained and no suspect has been charged. That story's almost been forgotten completely. Pipe bombs around D.C. We don't know who put them there. Nobody charged. On Capitol Hill, the politics around fencing in the iconic building and its grounds were extremely difficult for lawmakers. Many said they disliked closing off access, but acknowledged the security it provided. Yeah. And unfortunately, and we're going to talk about what might happen on the 18th from a law enforcement standpoint, anything you do to try to mitigate risk for the 18th will be called authoritarian by the right. If you put the fence back up because of the threats from these very people will say this is part of the authoritarian left locking down Washington, D.C. You really can't win. And so you have to do simply what is indicated by the intelligence you have from the standpoint of safety. The deadly riot overwhelmed the police force. The planned presence of extremist groups is concerning because while members and associates of the Oath Keepers and Proud Boys make up just a fraction of the nearly 600 people charged in the riot, they are facing some of the most serious charges brought so far, include allegations that they conspired to block the certification of Joe Biden's victory. Several Oath Keepers have pleaded guilty to conspiracy charges and are cooperating in cases against fellow extremists. As officials prepare for this month's rally, Yogananda Pittman, the Capitol Police official who led intel operations for the agency when rioters descended on the building, has been put back in charge of intelligence. Capitol Police Chief Tom Manger said the department is closely monitoring September 18. So it looks like there is a really good shot that something is going to go down on the 18th.